Hello everyone, my name is Christoph Feisinger, and following the recent release of Visual Studio Service Pack 1, we actually shipped a great new feature that bridges the gap between Team Foundation Server and Project Server, meaning bridging the gap between, let's say, a development team and a project management office. And actually, this month, to showcase that integration between TFS and Project Server, we actually shipped a demonstration virtual machine. And today, I'm going to be demonstrating some of those key scenarios that are highlighted in this demo VM. So this is the first video of a series of four videos. So I really encourage you to watch all four videos. And if you are interested in learning more about those capabilities, again, we have a virtual machine available. Brian Keller did a blog post on it. And obviously, we got plenty of documentation on MSDN on this great new feature pack that connects Team Foundation Server and Project Server 2010. So let's get started. This first video, or this first scenario, I should say, is going to showcase a project management office, meaning a project manager, collaborating with a team of developers. In this first story, and you'll see there's different ways to look at this. In the first story, we got a project manager called Lena, and she's in charge of a plan. And as part of her plan, there's a development task that has been identified. Now, Lena doesn't have the expertise to do a breakdown or an estimate on the effort of that development task. So what Lena is going to do is she's going to collaborate with her peer called Peter, a dev lead, to give her an estimate of what would it take to do this development tasks. And once that first step is done, you'll see then Lena is going to start having visibility on how Peter's team executing on this software development task. So let's get started. What you're looking at here is what we call the Project Web App, which is the new client browser interface for our Project Server 2010. And Lena, as a good project manager, is going to launch her favorite planning application, Microsoft Project Professional, which is the Microsoft Project connecting to Project Server. And I'm going to launch this first project plan called the e-commerce site project plan. And you can see here, I get a series of tasks. You can see some of the new capabilities of Project 2010, some of the rich visualization, like the timeline you can see at the top. And in 2010, we also have the ribbon similar to our Office application. And what's happening is as soon as I launch this plan, in the background, we're validating the data that we have in this plan because we already have some data that has been binding to Team Foundation Server. And it looks like it's taking a little bit to warm up. Okay, now here we go. So we're ready to start. So again, this is a schedule. You know, we have some populated data and tasks, et cetera, et cetera. So the first thing Lena is going to do again, in this project plan, as the project manager, I might have tasks that are not related to developers, and I have some that might. And in this case, we're going to create a new task. I'm just going to press insert. And we're going to create a new development project called a shopping cart. Again, the scenario is I'm the project manager. I've got no idea what the effort is, so I'm going to rely on my peer, who's an expert. And to do that, I'm going to go, it's as easy as in a Microsoft Project, I got to say who's going to be the end receiver for this task, who's going to be the owner, in this case, Peter, who's the dev lead. And then it's as easy as sending this flag published to Team Project to yes. And you can see also that in the project world, typically work is captured at what we call the task level. In the TFS world or the developer world, there's this notion of work item. And work item can be types. Some of them can be tasks. In this case, it's a requirement. So not only I need to say this project task is going to sync to a work item in TFS, but I need to type the work item that's going to be on the TFS side. So I'm just going to set it to yes here for the publish to team project. And I'm going to select a requirement. Now you might be wondering, how did that data get configured? It's very well documented on MSDN. You can configure what work item type you can map to project tasks. Meaning, you know, if I only wanted to enable a PM, a project manager, to map to requirement work item, I could have done so. The interface is highly flexible. So at this stage, I've set up that shopping cart task, sent it to Peter, and I've set up all the parameters to sync it. So now to enable the trigger to push that data to TFS, obviously I need to first save my project plan. And the next thing I need to do is, remember, this is a scenario where project is connected to to project server. And to trigger that update from my desktop to that form sitting somewhere in the data center, I need to hit publish. And here at the bottom, I've got a visual cue of the publishing process. Basically, what it does is pushes the changes I made on my schedule on my desktop to project server. And then what happens in the back end, project server is then in turn going to say, hey, TFS, I've got an update. Here's the data. And you'll see that connection or that communication between project server and TFS is bidirectional. So I've set that task to sync. Let's close the plan. And at this stage, you know, I can maybe go for a coffee break or let's pretend, you know, it's a week later. And basically what I'm going to do is then I'm going to switch to Peter, the dev lead, and let's see what he sees on his end as the developer lead. So obviously Peter leaves and breathes in Visual Studio. And obviously, you know, here you get Visual Studio Ultimate, but it's not just Visual Studio, kind of the same analogy where as the PM I live and breathe in Microsoft Project, but it's connected to Project Server. Here it's the same thing. It's Visual Studio tied into Team Foundation server. So we'll wait for a couple seconds for this to load. And while this is loading, you'll see that as the story evolves, basically one of the key value of this integration is the different roles, the different audience, whether I'm the project manager and the PM or the dev lead, I can just stay all day long in the tool of choice. So in this case, in Visual Studio, or in the case of a project manager in, let's say, Microsoft Project Professional or the Project Web App. And yet, I can collaborate. So let's continue the demonstration. We're working with the e-commerce site. And again, we've set up that that relationship. We mapped a team site to a project plan. And let's run a little query to see what work items we've got. And look at it. We've got look at this. We've got a shopping cart work item that has come across. And how do we know that it came across? You can see here in this in the history that, you know, I do have the information. You can see that April 29th, I've got data that came from Project Server. And, you know, I can further drill down on the values. And another thing that's of interest is see this new tab when we enable and configure the integration between Team Foundation Server and Project Server. We have a new tab here now in our work item. And you can see now that there's additional parameters. So that work item has been set to sync to Project Server. Here's the project that it's mapped to in the project world. And I've got other information, success, and stuff like completed work and remaining work. So the storyline in this case is, again, Lina asks Peter to do a little work breakdown structure. Give me an estimate of what is it going to take to do this project. Let me make sure I follow the script. So what we're going to do next is we're going to add a couple child tasks to this parent tasks to do that estimate for this shopping cart. So we're gonna have to design a UI a user interface dialog box for the shopping cart, and we'll assign it to Edward, who's one of the devs on the team, and we'll put an initial estimate of, let's minimize this a little bit, and remaining work 40 hours. Let's save this work item. And let's do another one. We'll do about 4. And again, we'll do another child to the shopping cart, service layer changes, making sure I'm following the script again so you can easily follow the footsteps after you watch this video. And in this case, we're going to assign it to Kyung, another developer on our team. And let's just do quickly 2 more. We're going to do a write unit test. Obviously, I'm sure you will do that. Save it. Again, we're not going to be terribly excited. We'll put the same estimate for all the tasks, and this time we'll assign it also to Edward. Let's save this work item. And let's do one more. And this time we'll do a database schema changes that goes along with this project. Again, we'll do 40 a week work of work. We'll assign also to Kyung. And we'll close this. Let's refresh our query. And now you can see I've got a, under the shopping cart, I've got a set of child tasks that make up that estimate. And the last thing we're going to do is, remember initially when it came from Project Survey at initial estimate, we're going to wipe that to zero, because what matters is the effort that we captured at the child tasks. And we just need to capture one more information, which was requirement type. We're going to save this. And then let's go back to the details. And basically, what we're going to do next is we're going to wait for this for those updates to be pushed to our project server. And the sync job between the two systems runs about every 30 seconds. And I can again notify here on the updates as they're getting across. So it looks like it went across to the other side of the fence. So let's put back our PM hat. And let's switch to Lena again. So let's do this. Make sure I do the right password. Okay, so again, let's pretend, you know, Peter said, Lena, a little quick phone call on email or next week, you know, I give you the estimate, or I did my estimate in TFS. You know, open your plan again and you should see the updates. Now, in Project Server, for many versions, and again in this version, we have this notion of workflow on what we call status approval, meaning anytime whether I make an update to a task within the system, or in this case from another system, TFS, I get a workflow where I can stage gate the approval. I can be either automatically approval the updates that come from an external system, or as a PM in this case, I want to be in charge. So I don't want automatic approval. I want to review all those updates that come from this other team. And the way you do that is you actually notify, if you go to Project Web App, which is this is a standard user interface of the homepage when you install Project Server 2010. And you can see here that I've got three task updates from resources. If I click here, I've got a set of information that tells me, you know, what came from that other system. And I can visualize, you know, what are some of the updates that came across. We'll just be very nice in this case. You know, we trust Peter's and Peter's estimate. And we're just going to say, you know, we can put comments. And we're going to approve them. Again, in another video, which is video number 3, I'll show you how you can set up automatic approval so you can skip that step. And the updates that are coming from TFS automatically flow through your project plan. So while this is loading, one more point I want to make about this scenario is, again, Lena said, I just got one line on my plan called a shopping cart. And it's just one line, one task. And Peter, on the other hand, obviously, he's got a lot more detail on how he plans a software development projects. So the point is, the beauty, one of the great things about this interface is you control the granularity at which you want to collaborate, you know, whether sitting in the PMO, project management office, or in the development team. So here it looks like I get a couple updates from all those changes. I'll approve those as well. Okay, it looks like I'm done getting all those updates from the development team, from Peter's team. And let's open the plan again. And what you're looking at now is, you know, I've got a total estimate. Now the duration is about 10 days. And you can see, you know, I've got 160 hours. Remember, I put 40 hours for each of the four tasks for a total of 160. And now look at this. Even though Lena only has one line, she can also start seeing that there's other people that are collaborating on this plan. On how do I know this? There's a couple of easy ways to see this in Project 2010. First of all, you see this red indicator. That means there's resources that are over-allocated. We'll check this back later on. But the first thing is we can switch the views. So in the scenario, we tell you to go to the task usage view. And you can see now, if I go to the shopping cart, I've got work that has been planned for Edward and Kyung. Remember, Peter, we set it to zero. So it's kind of just a placeholder, but he doesn't have any actual work to execute on this task. So you can see the total work that each one has to do. Another pivot that we've got in 2010, and especially to resolve that over-allocation issue, is the team planner view. So I've switched to this view, and basically what this view shows you is each line is a resource, and the horizontal axis is obviously the time phase. And you can see here, pretty much like you would have spelling mistakes in a Word document, here you get a little bit of red showing you over-allocation. Why is that? Well, because Edward or Kyung are both double booked during those 2 weeks in March. So typically, there's multiple ways to resolve that. I'll just show you one way, which is we're just going to leverage the out-of-the-box leveling capabilities of Microsoft Project. So to enable leveling in Project, typically you need to say, what's more important than the importance of each task. So there's a field called priority, so we just add a column, and basically we're going to decrease the priority for the logging and logout module to 1,000, and we're going to keep the shopping cart at 500, and let's switch back to this view, and then we're just going to say we're going to go back to this view, and then we're going to click level all and watch what happens. As soon as I did that, basically, again, it looks at that priority that we've set, and then it figures out what is the optimal allocation, based on Edward and Kung's availability, whether they were on vacation, working days, etc., etc. This is just an example, and in 2010, you can just level individual resources. Undo this, and I could have done this switch manually. So there's just many options. We're just, again, highlighting one method, but there's many ways to resolve those allocation over method and in doing proper capacity planning, in Project Server 2010. So again, I get the estimate from Peter. I figure out the capacity and the assignments in Project Server, in Project. And typically, the last thing you want to do as a project manager is, okay, good. We've set what the dates are. Let's set a baseline so that the gun goes off and the team says, okay, Peter, I agree. It's going to take you. The total effort is 160 hours, and here's the resource of our staff on this project. I set a baseline so that over time I can always revisit what's the delta. On the actual versus that initial plan we agreed on. So I've set the baseline, and similar to what I did earlier, let's save this and let's publish so we can again push the updates we did on our desktop back to Project Server, which in turn is going to update Team Foundation on the back end. Wait for a couple seconds, just making sure that the publish is complete. Okay, it's done, so let's just close the plan. And again, at this stage, the scenario is, maybe Lena goes work on another plan. Let's forward ourselves in time, and Peter's team is going to start executing on that plan. They're going to start, entering actuals. They're going to start entering progress on that list of tasks they got to work on for this shopping cart. And what I'm going to be showing you is how updates, not just doing an estimate, which is what we capture from Peter's end initially, but more importantly, how updates also come back to Lena's project plan, so she's got full visibility on the actual execution from that team of developers that are building this great new shopping cart application. Checking in. Okay, so let's switch role again. Hang on, I'll just do this right. Switch user. And then let's go back to Peter's world, the team under Peter, and you know, we can, you know, we still have the set of tasks that we've defined. And you know, for timing purposes, I'll just update one task. And in this case, we'll just set up this UI dialog. And what we're going to do is we're going to update remaining work to 80, meaning effectively, really, we're adding another 2 weeks worth of work, and we're only going to put 40 hours of completed work. So basically, what I'm simulating is slippage, or you know, I kind of miscalculated the initial estimate. So I'm going to save this update for Edward, and in real life, this might not be Peter doing this update, but actually Edward, the developer, as he's going in Visual Studio and updating progress on tasks. So I've saved this, and again, typically, the good practice is, you know, let's make sure that update is flowing back into project server. And we can see here that the changes has been already synced. So let's go back to Lena's world. Okay, so remember, I want to control all the updates that are coming from the plan, so I got to follow this approval workflow. And here, let me show you another capabilities of Project 2010. Again, as a PM, you know, maybe I want to visualize, you know, maybe that description, if I just click on it, doesn't speak to me. You know, I say, well, you know, remaining work went from 40 to 120. You know, how does that translate to my plan? And there's a button right here. You can select the task, and within the ribbon, if you click on Preview Updates, you can get a visual representation of how is that change that came from Peter's team impacting me. And here I can see, because I've set a baseline, what is actual versus baseline. You can see the slippage here on how potentially this is impacting my plan. So we'll just be we'll just accept that. No. And by the way, all the comments that I'm capturing here in Project Server also flow back to TFS. So again, Peter, without needing to go to Project Server or Project Professional 2010, those comments are being entered by his peer, Lena. So let's open the e-commerce plan again. And now a couple things happen. If we go to the shopping cart, we see duration has changed. So we did capture 40 hours of actual work, right? That's what we put in. And then remaining work went up, right? Because we kind of messed up the estimate. And then as you can see, we can also visualize some of those updates on the Gantt chart. Basically, the strike black shows actual work. And you know, I can also further visualize that on the task usage view. So let's just save this and we'll just publish. So again, at this stage, you can imagine that, you know, as the team of developers is progressing on a set of assignments, the updates continuously come into Project Server. The project manager that, you know, has put this development task on their plan, they're constantly updated on the latest or greatest. They're updated at the granularity they want. Lena, in this case, only said, I want just one task. And the team of developer are executing at the granularity they want. And they don't have to switch tools to collaborate on this project that spans multiple departments within an organization. So this concludes this first video demoing the integration between the Team Foundation Server and Project Server integration feature pack. Thank you very much for your time.